This is the Blind Geek Zone. Hey, it's the Rickster, and I am back again here. And it's only been a few days, but I have another thing that I'd like to talk about here with all of you today. And I've had a number of people ask me about Blind Cool Tech and why it doesn't exist anymore and where can they get the podcasts and so on and so on. I had asked Larry Scootcon a few years ago if I could use his BCT recordings over on Blind Geek Zone, and he did give me the okay to do that back then. And unfortunately, though, I'd never really downloaded very many of the Blind Cool Tech podcasts. At one time in the far past, probably back in 2006 or 7, I had the vast majority of the website, but unfortunately, I had lost that over the years. Currently here, I've got about, if you include stuff I've done, about 50 Blind Cool Tech podcasts. Actually, if you chop out the ones that I have in that folder that are mine, you probably have 40 or so Blind Cool Tech podcasts. What I'm looking to do, and this is why I'm recording this right now, I need everyone's help out there. I'm sure there is someone out there that on a hard drive sitting around somewhere has many, many of these Blind Cool Tech files. What I would like to get started doing is do a Blind Cool Tech page up on the Blind Geek Zone, a dedication page, an archival page of sorts of what used to be Blind Cool Tech. I'd hate to see all of this history disappear. There were so many great podcasts that were done for Blind Cool Tech back in especially 2005, 2006, 2007, into 2008, and then it really kind of trickled off from there. But I really would like to see some of this come back to life. And I've put the word out on Twitter, and I've also put the word out on the Blind Geek Zone email list, and I've got a few hits there. Three or four people have gotten back to me and said they have a number of podcasts, so maybe between them, you know, we might get up over 100, 150, maybe if we're lucky, 200 podcasts. But Blind Cool Tech has, I think, close to 1,500 podcasts, so that really won't do it. And some of the podcasts I'd really like to get, I mean, everybody's podcast is nice, but some of the podcasts I'd really, really love to get are Larry's Walks. The podcasts that Larry did back and forth to work when he was walking with his dog, and he would sit and talk about different technologies, this, that, and whatever, or just have a discussion with us, along with the nuances and the environment around him that you could hear with his binaural microphones that he had hooked up. If you had headphones on, it was just like you were walking with him. And those were some great podcasts. He did a lot of those in 2005, 2006, and somewhat into 2007. And those are the ones I'd really, really love to find. I'd like to get the others as well because there's some great history in those podcasts. A lot of the technology isn't really relevant now, but just the history and, you know, getting to know some of the people out there in the community that used to send audio podcasts up to Larry all the time. I've left a voicemail with Larry. Got his phone number, that F that somebody provided to me, and I did leave him a voice message today asking if he'd be interested in talking with me about this project and wanted to again have his permission to post these files. I know I got permission two or three, 4 years ago, but I just wanted to make sure before I'd embark on such an effort that it was all right with him to do so. I do have the descriptions from what is still functional on the Blind Cool Tech website. Looks like I have descriptions for podcasts 505 and up to the last one he did, but unfortunately I won't have descriptions of podcasts of 504 and back to the beginning. Can't seem to find those descriptions anywhere, unfortunately. I was hoping to find those so I would at least have that part of the puzzle already done. And I doubt anybody's out there has an archive of those old pages. Maybe somebody can tell me how I can get that. Maybe we can get that through Google somehow. I don't know how that archival process works. But again, that's why I'm recording this today and asking all of your help. I'm sure there's people out there that have Blind Cool Tech podcasts sitting around on their computers. And, you know, if you'd be willing to maybe Dropbox them or whatever to me, I would love to have them. And we could get started putting this page together, provided I can get Larry's permission to do so. I don't think that's going to be a problem, because he never really seemed to have a problem with me using him in the past, and I doubt that he does now. I just would like verification before I take somebody else's work and put it on my own website. So there you go. If you can help me, definitely get a hold of me on Twitter at Blind Geek Zone, or at Rickster1963, or at Rickster the Geek. Any one of those, you can shoot me a message if you've got some files for me. You can get a hold of me through the website as well, through the contact form. And you can shoot me an email that way if you have something to offer. And Dropbox would definitely be the preferred method if you can do that. I would love to hear from you, so let's get this rolling, and maybe we can bring a good portion of Blind Cool Tech back to life. I know back in 2006 it was one of my favorite websites out there, and Larry Skukan was such a great mentor to me. I had just lost my eyesight in late 2004. Throughout 2005, I was trying to get my back on my feet, so to speak. And when I found Blind Cool Tech in November or December of 2005, it was like finding a little piece of heaven. So that's kind of one of the reasons why I would really, really love to bring this back. And a lot of you have asked me if there's any way that we can get some of these files. So maybe all together we can get this done. All right. Thanks for listening. And again, if you can help me, definitely get in touch with me. Thanks, and I'll talk to you later.